Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Butterfly Boucher.
This is Kelly Child.
This is Ella Hooper.
Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Prinny Stevens.
And Mahalia Barnes.
This is Ivana Brand.
Hey everyone, this is Ruby Rose, and you are listening to Yes We Are with Lisa and Sammy on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Yes We Are with
Sammy and Lisa on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Lisa and Sammy on Yes We Are on Joy 94.9 this lovely Friday evening. G'day, Sammy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's been a bit, the weather's been so mild, and all of a sudden I've had to put a jumper on.
Like, I was going to say, what's happening? The weather hasn't been mild, Sammy.
Well, for this time of year, it's fairly mild. You know, like, I've had a T-shirt on a couple of times.
Well, down in the G-spot today, it was a little bit arctic, can I just say.
Bit of the old brass monkey happening.
Yeah, they were doing that as well. I don't have them. I don't have a set of those.
Well, you know.
So we've got a huge show today. We have a special guest, the lovely Michelle Parsons, is here to join us because this week it's celebrating Victorian artists. You're on Joy 94.9 with Lisa and Sammy on Yes We Are.
Yes You Are.
Because we are, you know.
Flag waving, card carrying.
Lesbians. Just in case you didn't know.
If you've never heard us before, firstly, what rock have you been living under?
Yes,
secondly,
that's true.
It's something we like to talk about a lot. Being women and of a certain persuasion.
Yes, we do like to talk about the ladies. Well, we like to talk about a lot of different things, really. Now, we are joined in the studio by the wonderful Michelle Parsons.
Another woman that makes us breathless because we just love her.
So, in vain with that song, do you have some tricks? We always talk about, I've asked this question to Sammy before.
Tricks.
You know, those tricks that you might work on the ladies, but you're a married lady now, aren't you?
With but I've never had any tricks.
Never had any tricks?
I mean, the only trick in my bag is
playing the guitar. Have you ever had a Tom Jones moment? I'm going to ask all these dumb.
I've had. There was one night back in the day.
Back in the day.
Down at the Glassy. And every time I played there, there used to be this one girl that would yell out from the back of the bar, "Shows your tits."
Oh, really?
And I used to think, oh, go away. Like, how embarrassing. And then this one night, I got a bit courageous and she yelled it out. And I went, oh, you show me yours. She walked straight up to the stage and just ripped her shirt open and went. And the whole pub was just killing themselves laughing and clapping, and I was that embarrassed. I was like, oh, next song, drink.
I was going to say, the Glassy was a institution and all on its own, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
It was a scary place at times.
Yeah, it was, but it was
grungy and dirty. And I think I remember, actually, it was one of the first places that I, you know, used to hang out.
Of course. It was the only place we could hang out.
Well, that's true. The OE, though. I used to go to the OE. You remember that? The Oasis?
No, that was before me.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Am I showing my age?
You're showing your age, Dale. That was just before me.
Right.
I think there's many a girl of our persuasion that can say that they had one of their first outings at the Glassy and remember the Glassy. And you go in there, especially when there was the girls only nights, and you go, oh, I'm going to go to the men's because, you know, there's a long line at the ladies.
Yeah.
They're all at the men's. And nearly every time we'd go there, it was like, hey, you girls, can't you wait till you get home?
Yeah.
I know.
I hear you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had an experience in that particular lavatory.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't do it, but I was waiting to go to the ladies, or the men's toilet, and a lady come out, or two ladies come out, and one of them, obviously had been in a compromising situation, hits the urinal and washes the hands under the urinal. Now, how classy is that?
Oh, my God. How romantic.
Oh.
Like, seriously.
It's a toilet.
Dirty. No, seriously. Yes. If you were getting it on with someone and they're like, come in the dunny.
Yeah.
Like, no. Really?
No.
That'd
be it.
Are we grown ups?
Done. Yeah, come in the dunny. Just leave and go home.
Let me show you a good time. You're on Joy 94.9 with Lisa and Sammy and special guest Michelle Parsons.
Very special.
Very special, yeah.
Special
She's
all round.
Special friend.
Especially in a nice way.
Yes. Of course.
I'm sure you've been called lots of things in your day, Michelle.
Oh, God, yeah.
We were talking about stuff as, you know, growing up as lesbians and things that we face and all that sort of stuff. And it's really quite funny to talk to other sisters about, you know, having conversations with people at parties and you know, your relationships. And one of the funny things that always comes up, so who's the man?
Oh, yeah. God. Doesn't it drive you mad?
It drives you berserk, doesn't it? It's like, really?
Hello, we're two women?
Yes. And that doesn't mean that we're, you know, because they always think there's one more masculine than the other.
Yeah, which one's
and they
the
usually
pants?
Get it wrong.
Yes. Because I might be, I'm the one with the shorter hair, but I think I'm the more wussy one in my relationship with my girlfriend.
Oh, God, I am.
I have a cry.
See spider, see thing, screaming. Yeah, I'm not good.
No.
It's those stereotypes that people like to perpetuate. But I think that's great. We're seeing more out characters on TV and movies and all that sort of stuff. People to actually say, well, you're just like us.
Oh, really?
The relationships are just the same. Yeah.
Oh, they don't. You get asked the 101 questions, you know, about your relationships, which really is frustrating as well. Without going into detail, you go, seriously, no, it's not like that.
And
you know, the boys always ask, or the men, straight men, always ask dumb questions.
Well, there's always an interest, isn't there? It quite surprises me why they, like...
We're not that...
Like, really? Yeah. It's not that interesting.
No.
Like, yeah, we go home, cook dinner, have dinner. Yeah, that's it. Just like you, Dale.
Yeah. Really? We do the washing.
We do the washing.
Yeah. Boring.
We both do the
washing. Argue over the floor drobe.
Oh,
yeah. You know.
Oh, do you have a floor drobe?
I do have a floor drobe.
See, I have a serious issue with clothes on the floor. I hate it.
Yeah, you and my partner should talk.
I go mental.
Well, it's a bit difficult when your partner's taken over the whole wardrobe.
Oh, I see.
And the extra hanging hooks that you did put up to hang your clothes on.
Right.
And they've been taken over too.
Right.
And so, I'm sorry.
You have a floor drobe.
It's a floor drobe.
Lovely.
You know, I embrace it. She hates it.
A lot of the gigs that you play are at what is considered to be traditionally straight venues.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of pubs and events and stuff like
if
that.
I relied on, if I relied on gay venues and gay events, I wouldn't be working.
Yeah, so, yeah. So have you ever had sort of, you know, anyone sort of come up to you? What's the strangest thing that someone said to you at the gig that they might have just all of a sudden cottoned on about, oh, she's a sister? Have you ever had someone sort of, you know, do that to you?
Yeah, I had very early days. I had a guy ask me out at the bar and I said, oh, that's really nice, Dale, but I'm actually gay. And he went, okay, can we be friends then? And then the only other one, and this is the thing that taught me to never judge a book by its cover, I was playing at a bar where it's predominantly, you know, old straight men.
Right.
And there happened to be a few of the girls in, and this guy's in his blue-white wife beater, everything, just come from work. He's carrying on, oh, I love you, you know, he'd had a few to drink, it's my birthday, will you sing Genocide? Anyway, we get to the second set, and I go on a break, and he comes over and he says, oh, Michelle, can I ask you a question?
Ooh.
And I'm sitting with the girls and I thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And he said, so, all you ladies, you all gay women, are you? And I thought, all right, here we go.
Yep.
And I went, yeah, we are, mate. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah, good. Like, you know, good on you. I don't know what people's frigging problem is, you know. Like, I work with one, I love her to death. And then proceeded to introduce himself to all the women.
Awesome.
And was on the dance floor with them all night.
She hasn't decided whether or not she's going to sing for us tonight, but she doesn't know what song to sing.
Yeah, it's always like that.
I like Psycho X, but that's a bit hard when it's just three of us in the studio,
good
isn't
old
it?
Psycho, yeah. It's one of those songs, it's kind of... You got to have that audience.
You got to have that.
It's a feedback sort of song because, this song is famous amongst the girls because it relates to so many things that we go through as women in relationships, and of course, you know, meeting someone at the Glassy and then you moving in the next day.
Yep. Yep.
And then 3 weeks later, you're like, finding the next ones.
Yep. It's a came together from all different stories of things we'd heard and people had, you know, and remember when so-and-so did that? Oh, yeah, put that in. A friend of mine was living with me at the time, Jodie Dean, you're probably listening. And it started out as a bit of a joke, and it honestly was just meant to be a joke between us.
Yeah.
And then I come home from work and she said, oh, you better finish that song by Friday night. And I'm like, what do you mean finish the song? What song? Yeah, you know, that Psycho song, you got to finish that by Friday night because I've told everyone and they're coming to the bar to hear it. Oh, my God. So I had to finish this song.
It's an awesome song.
And it's one of those songs now that when you play and, of course, all the sisters are there, they're all like, well, come on, where is it?
I know.
It's like one of your own
little cult following.
It has. That's why you need to record it.
I know.
Yes. Oh,
well, yeah. YouTube it. I don't know which.
See, once it's uploaded on iTunes, it'll go viral.
You reckon?
And then we can do a YouTube clip to go with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
don't worry, we'll get you sorted.
We'll get you sorted.
Sarah's called in and said she loves the show and is enjoying the music. She agrees that we need some more good venues and she requests anything from Madge. Madonna.
It's Madonna.
Madonna, look, she's not from Melbourne, darling.
She's not from Melbourne.
She's from Victoria.
She doesn't fit. It's got to fit.
It's got to fit the Melbourne theme.
Is this something
from Victoria?
I don't know.
No. She's probably been around a few times. Is there a complimentary venue there? I mean, I like during summer and I love going down to the wharf area. There's a really good girl.
Haven't done St. Alicia's yet.
Oh, I love that.
They reckon it's fantastic.
It is. During summer, down there by the Yarra is
Yeah, that's
awesome.
good for the girls. And they do one in a building in the city for
it's too cold
the
for
winter.
Yeah.
But that gets
quite
a
nice piano bar.
How good would that be?
I just want a nice piano bar where I can go and hear some tunes and have a few drinks and chill and relax.
That's a good idea.
I like where the toilets are clean.
We should get together.
Where there's plenty of toilet paper. No. I was always going to open one and call
artist.
It the Liquor Lounge.
I like that.
oh my God.
Tonight at the Liquor Lounge.
4.9. Yes, you are rocking it out, and yes, we are with special Victorian music, and of course with the gorgeous Michelle Parsons playing with us in the studio.
I am playing.
You are playing.
Well,
we've got a reason for you to play now.
Playing.
Now, we were just having a little bit of a listen to Living in the 70s with Skyhook. So
I'm living in the 70s. I did.
Yes.
I lived in the 70s. I had that on vinyl.
Yep.
For those of you playing at home that don't remember, it's those big black discs we used to put on a record player.
That's the only thing I miss about records and now downloading. Like I used to love getting that album cover and reading it through and reading all, you know, if it had an insert and you'd read all of the lyrics.
Well, see,
I still buy
CDs. I love my CDs. And I've got a whole bookshelf full of CDs. Then I rip them. I rip them to my hard drive and then I can just pick up the track whenever I want.
But I still play CDs at home. I don't use my phone and stuff at home.
It's nice having that physical thing. But
I like reading about the other musicians that played on it and,
you
know, all that sort of stuff.
And you find little tidbits about who wrote the song and stuff like that. You know, like you might, you know, come across a song and you go, oh, Sia had something to do with that or such and such and whatever. Yep. I find that really fascinating.
Or a lyric that you got wrong.
Yeah. Oh.
You can check the lyrics and go, oh, didn't think it was
How
that.
Many times have you heard people singing at a pub or something
lyrics.
Like that and all of a sudden you've gone, yeah, no, it's
no.
not that.
Yep. No.
It's really not that. Now, one of the things...
Have you heard some bad lyrics?
Oh, yeah, I've probably sung them.
Oh. We're going to play one more song.
What are you going to play, Dar?
We're going to play Gabriella Chilmi.
I do, and I wonder where she went.
No, I don't know what happened to her.
She was destined for big things. I really liked that song.
She was from Dandy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Dandy Nongil.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was.
Hanging out at Dandy Station?
Well, I don't know, but she had this massive hit back in 1991.
It was big too.
It was big, and the album wasn't too bad.
I hope she didn't go over to America and she's just got lost over there.
I don't know. The record was called Lessons to be Learned. Maybe she learned a lesson over there.
Sometimes they get sucked up. It's like that. What was the girl that did the Olympics? Nikki Webster. They get sucked into the machine and then
strawberry
spat out again.
Strawberry.
Strawberry kisses.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, I know. Strawberry kisses.
Anyway, there's nothing sweet about us tonight in the studio.
Here's some Gabrielle Clooney.
Enjoy.
Hanging by a string this time.
Right. Now, have you decided, Michelle?
Well, they've decided for me, haven't they? And so have you two.
I know.
So it looks like it's a bit of Psycho X.
Everybody has a Psycho X, do they?
Yes.
I'm friends with all my exes.
You're lucky.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You're very lucky.
I don't have any psychos.
I'm friends with one.
I would have preferred to be friends with them, but all of mine are nuts.
Well, yeah, I'm friends with one, but Anne's friends with all of hers.
Yeah. No, I just don't think there's any point in being aggressive.
No, neither do I.
But, you know.
Some people
can't. But some don't take it well, do they?
No.
No. No. And that's what I like to, you know, like I like, as you know, I like to preface this song with all characters are actually fictional, though you may recognise some of them.
Yes. So this one's called Psycho X.
It is. Beautiful love song. Met her at the Glossy that night, telling you it was love at first sight. So she moved in the very next day. I really thought that she was the one, and I wouldn't listen to anyone and all the bad things they had to say. Oh, I'm a lot like you. I've got a story or two. Oh, I'm just like you. I've got a psycho ex too. Things were going good for a time. I met her friends, then she met mine. Then she was hardly ever home. Told me she was playing pool, but she was playing me for a fool. Cause I found a text message on her phone. Oh, I'm a lot like you. I've had a lying bitch too. Oh, I'm just like you. Psycho X2. And I just can't believe how she lied, how she used me. Tore out my heart, left me to bleed. Next thing I know, I sound like Mom. Tell me what I did wrong. There was nothing I could do, nothing I could say. Packed her bags, never said a word, but I think the whole neighborhood heard what I was screaming as she drove away. Bitch! Bitch! Bitch!
Woo! Bitch. Bitch.
Oh. But it's okay, I've moved on. That was last week, and I found someone. On the pink sofa chat room last night. What's that? Oh no, we haven't met, but I saw a picture on the internet and I think she looks really, really nice. And oh, oh, she's a lot like me and you. She's had a lying bitch too. Just like me and you. She's got a psycho ex too. Oh, I'm a lot like you. I've got a story or two. Oh, I'm just like you. I've got a psycho ex. I've got a psycho ex. I've got a psycho ex too.
Hey. Lesbian anthem, that one. That's why it needs to be recorded.
This is Michelle Parsons, and you're listening to the lovely Lisa and Sammy on Yes We Are on Joy 94.9.
There you go. There's one you prepared earlier.
There's one I prepared earlier. Thank you very much.
We were just listening to the only...
That's weird hearing yourself.
I know.
Your album, Uncover Me, was
God,
released...
Oh, God, that old thing.
And I remember asking you when you recorded that and you couldn't tell me.
I think it was 2004 or 3 or something.
You said, have a look at this CD.
I'm like, that's how old it is. Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
So, there are many, many tracks on there, one as good as the other. And I was just saying to you, come on, which one are we going to play? And we picked that one. So that's got a little bit of a funny story to it.
Yeah, look, it was just I was sitting with a girl talking to her, and she was telling me how every time she was near another artist, we'll leave names out of it, that she really wanted to talk to her, but she'd get all tongue-tied and couldn't talk to her. And that, you know, and she'd carry on. She'd go, oh. And it's not someone that was short of words or, you know.
Yeah.
And so that sparked that song. And we've all been there.
Yes.
You know, we're...
Oh, yeah, just, I'm terribly shy.
Yeah. You're not shy.
Because I'm terribly shy when I'm around you.
Oh, I've heard some classics. And even just recently, a friend of mine, gay girl, but, you know, in love with Russell Morris.
Oh, okay.
So up at Blues Fest. She's in line. She finally gets, I wonder if Di's listening. She finally gets a chance to meet him. And she gets all overawed. Oh. She goes, oh, I love you. Shook his hand and then says to him, Google said you were dead.
Google says that about a few people that they shouldn't.
She just got all, you know, overawed by the whole thing, and she still kicks herself about it.
You're pretty much a weddings, parties, anything girl, aren't
we
you?
We are, but the name was taken. I mean, what can you do?
I know.
We were talking about that the other week, bizarre band names, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. It's all about the...
shock factor sometimes.
The shock factor, yes.
Mm. Make it stick in people's heads, you know?
Yeah. So you're just Michelle Parsons. How can you forget?
Well, I am, but as the duo, we play around the town as Rough Honey.
Now, I want you to share with the listener.
Yes.
What little sweetie you have in your little hand there.
I have a little box of, they're little licorice lollies.
They're licorice lollies. And what are they called, Michelle?
They're sugar-free and they're tooth-friendly.
Right.
And they're called licorettes.
Fantastic.
Don't you love them?
I do love them. We just find that little treasure.
That's your way to...
Oh, look, I've been...
You've had a licorette before.
I've been partial to a licorette for a couple of years now.
Right.
Well, actually, what it's like is, because, you know, I don't drink, but if you have one of these in a Diet Coke, it's like you're drinking an ouzo.
Oh, which I don't like the ouzo.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, quite partial to an ouzo.
I don't mind the old ouzo.
No.
It brings back bad memories from my childhood.
And it's not because I'm an alcoholic. People think I don't drink because I'm an alcoholic. It's not at all. I just don't. It bores me.
See, it's one of those natural assumptions that people make about a
ouzo. Oh, yeah, that we're all pinheads and we all take drugs and we're having that much sex and anonymous. Yeah, that's like, whatever. No.
Sex, drugs and rock and roll? No, for you it's just
rock and roll. Rock and
roll, I'm and so friggin' rock and roll that I'm in bed at 8 o'clock every night, you know, and a Sunday in me trackies and me T-shirt doing the housework.
Well, you have a full-time
I'm so
job
rock
as
and
well.
Roll.
I'm in love with Siri. And if you get upset and you swear at Siri, she's like, that's not very nice.
Yeah, see, I've got the 4. I haven't got Siri.
No, well, I've got a 4, but my iPad has Siri, so I can yell at my iPad. And I should, because a damn well dropped it on my foot yesterday.
I know, yeah. You've got a busted foot, girlfriend.
I think. Stupid bloody thing.
Imagine going to the emergency. I dropped my iPad on my foot.
Well, I'm the biggest accident-prone person you've ever met.
This girl you don't ever want to take on holidays, because you will guarantee you take her on holidays and she gets hurt. We took her to Bali. She got bad burns off the water slides on her arms.
Yes, I had blood from my elbows.
Who gets burns on the water slide?
Me?
Oh, and God.
I lost control on the water slide. And was early.
And then later in the day, sober. But walking with wet feet across big cobblestones, across a big koi pond, falls in the koi pond.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that
bruised
was number
and
2.
Bruised
you're going
battered.
To New York. Oh, look out, New York.
Oh, I'm going to fall off the Empire State Building, aren't I? Or I'll fall in Central Park or get run over or attacked by a feral squirrel.
Yeah, there's lots of squirrels. You'll come home with squirrel rabies or something.
Oh, don't say that. I'm worried now.
It's spot the tourists when you see them because we all run going, oh, my God, look at that. And the Americans are looking at it like, it's a squirrel. Really?
I know. And the previous time to Bali, I crashed a motorbike. So, you know, I just shouldn't go anywhere.
Crashed a
into a bar.
That desperate for a drink.
Yep. Oh, well. German tourists scurried in 999. You know, they were running for cover. But anyway. Oh, my. We've had too much fun tonight, don't you think?
It's gone quick.
It has gone quick.
Yeah.
Your missus would be going, where is she?
Yeah, she'd be wondering. Well, she knew that I was coming in, but... So she's kind of just, and she knows it's never a short visit when I come in here. So.
No. Hi, Annie. Sorry,
Annie. We'll send her home very shortly.
It's past my bedtime because I'm so rock and roll.
Oh, no. When I go leave here. So rock and roll. So do you put your flannos on and get
my
home?
My flannies? No, I put my trackies.
Yeah.
We call them our round the door clothes.
Round the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have round the door clothes because you wouldn't step past the door.
Oh, no.
So my trackies and a you know, long sleeve T-shirt.
Yeah, that's round the door clothes.
And a pair of socks.
I've been known to, get home... So around about 6 o'clock and pop my flannel pyjamas on.
Oh, yeah.
And if anyone dares come to the door, I won't answer it.
Really?
No.
Oh, see, I'd go to 7-Eleven. I wouldn't care.
What, in your pyjamas?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
But it wouldn't be...
It's just material. You're covered.
Yeah, but I don't know if
How is it different to a shirt and jeans? Like, seriously.
Yeah, but Garfield on your pyjamas might
be... Yeah, give people a laugh.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
You've been listening to Lisa, Sammy and Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for being our
super thanks
co-host.
For having me in.
It's fabulous.
It was good fun.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.